music pops and bangers. It's a party show of pops and bangers. Leave the music to us. Pops and bangers. It's a party show of pops and bangers. Leave the music to us.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, what you just heard is Bops and Bangers new theme song.
Woo-woo.
First original theme song.
Yes.
We've always needed one. We're a music podcast.
Yes.
Why have we not had one?
I don't understand us sometimes. We're slow.
This was created by the incredibly talented duo. We have produced by Sentimental Productions and Dank Studios.
Thank you guys so much. You're going to be hearing this song opening up in every episode we have. So to kick it off, hello, I am Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Bops and Bangers, a girl music production. You know us well. We're in our third episode. We're feeling good.
I'm
We're
so
feeling strong.
I know.
We're feeling strong. We're feeling professional. We've got this on lockdown.
It's probably profesh.
It's pretty profesh. We're pretty cool. I am so excited. This episode is going to be really fun. We've got some new segments again. We've got the shit list part two because we had this in the first episode.
We almost rolled in all of it, but it would have been too much.
Too much for everyone's, even
an hour of us just crying about the music industry.
Truly.
It's too much.
It's much too much. So we're going to be rolling into that. We're also doing music discovery because we know you guys love it so much, and we do too.
I mean, we've been listening to a lot of September. I finally feel after summer, I'm like, okay, I can listen to new music now.
Oh, man. See, I am so far behind.
That's because you just had your boyfriend move in, and I'm telling you, it's so hard.
It is, because they just want to chat with
you. I know. I'm like,
give me
a moment.
Go away. I need to do my job.
Right?
And then he gets all sassy because it's like, if I listen to like pop music, he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, sir, I can't only listen to electronic just for you.
It makes things a lot more
it
difficult.
It really does.
So I might beat you in September.
I know you might. But we're really excited. We have some fun music discovery things for you. But we wanted to catch up, do a little hot goss between me and Ash, mm-hmm. because we've got some things to say as per our usual. Just a few things. Ash, we have an event tomorrow.
Yes, our event tomorrow, Color House, we are collaborating on an event with them at SD Made.
So excited.
November 16th.
Yes. And it's like a more of a networking kind of fun event, all ages. We did our Halloween one that was 21 plus, but this one is all ages. We're super excited. We want to chat with all the San Diegans. If you're an artist, if you're a producer, if you're a songwriter, anything like that.
Come on by.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be
It's
going to be fun. Color House is a really cool community.
Creatives community
hosted a bunch of college campuses across the country at this point.
Yeah, they're working it.
They're working it.
So if you're in college, too, check them out. Color House with a K.
Yes, it's wonderful. We are also going to When We Were Young.
Oh, my
Fest.
God.
Oh, my God. You guys, I don't think you understand the amount of tears that are going to pour down my face the second Good Charlotte plays a note.
Yeah, but I've been telling Kelsey I can't get excited yet.
I know.
Because last year we went and they canceled it.
Yeah, guys, I don't
30
think...
30 minutes before it was noon.
The PTSD Ashley has from the cancellation of that day is rampant. Like, she's in the trauma zone over there.
I was so excited. There were too many bands on that list. Like, I was way more excited for the 2022 lineup than the 2023. Well, there's so many bangers on this list, too. I won't say. I've seen more of the ones on this list.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but Good Charlotte together.
Oh, I know. That's going to be amazing.
And
we may or may not have upgraded to VIP.
We definitely did because
I found a sneaky link.
Ashley found a sneaky link. If you ever need tickets, I don't know, go to Ashley. She's got the hook up. I don't
understand
it. Someone
might be fired. They might oversell VIP.
They're like, we added four more people and it's crowded. It's oversold. Done. But we're really, really amped. I don't know what I'm wearing yet.
Yeah.
Probably all black and some eyeliner.
We could throw the lineup up,
too.
Oh, my
God.
Check out the lineup here. But
yeah, I know.
It's stacked.
It is. And
we're
going to
be boots on the ground running.
But also not too many conflicts.
No.
So
I want to see Michelle Branch.
I know.
Good Charlotte.
Yes.
Blink 182.
Sum 41. The Atari.
Yeah.
Ugh. The Boys of Summer, you know?
And then Kelsey wants to see a Green Day.
Look, my boyfriend wants to see Green Day.
Someone, what's a good song?
Time of Our Life. I hope you have the time of your life. You know? Banger. American Idiot. Wake Me Up Before
American
September
Idiot's
ends.
The American Idiot. Okay.
I mean, I could go on if you want me. Basket Case.
That's like the one song that I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, all right, rock on.
The other ones? I beg to differ.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly hope you go see Lit because I just want a video.
Oh, is that at the same time?
Yes. Gabe and I are upset. Upset. But it's going to be a really fun weekend. Yeah. Ashley and I always just have a hoot.
I'm excited. And we're driving, so that's going to be a whole road trip from San Diego to Vegas.
Oh, yeehaw. We're probably going to post a lot of content about it.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah,
you'll hopefully have seen it. And if you haven't, go back.
And if you haven't, find it.
Yeah.
We also wanted to quickly discuss an incredible marketing song tactic that we experienced in real time.
Yes.
It's crazy. So when Ashley and I went to Outside Lands, we went to see Jesse Murph because I swear to God, Ashley was going to actually murder me if I didn't
100%.
Get there for yeah. her.
And thank God we did because she canceled her San Diego show.
Exactly.
And I'm still bitter.
Still bitter.
What happened to Jesse?
What happened to Jesse? So when we saw her at Outside Lands, she decided in the middle of her set, kind of,
yes,
that she was going to teach the entire Outside Lands crowd,
yeah,
which was bopping,
it
was, by the
way. It was pretty packed
it
for
was
her.
It was pretty packed. The like an entire verse and chorus of
yes.
her upcoming single that wasn't even released
wasn't even
at
out.
That time.
So no one knew a single word.
No,
no one heard of it.
And we were all, even I looked at Ashley and I'm like, girl,
this
I'm
is awkward.
Not going to remember this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're talking. And then I memorized it.
Yeah.
And then we sang it back to her like multiple times. And then Ashley and I were like, when is this song coming out? Like, I've been singing it in my head for weeks. Like, what is happening? Y'all, she finally dropped it. Jesse Murph's new song, Wild Ones with Jelly Roll. I didn't know Jelly Roll was going to be on it.
I didn't either.
Hell yeah.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. And we wanted to talk about this because it's such an amazing marketing technique.
Yes.
That she and her team thought of to actually, like, fully teach a song to a crowd at a festival is ballsy.
A festival is almost the smartest place to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have so many new people that are going to be like, oh, she just kind of earwormed everyone.
She did.
Yeah.
And it's so smart because while I was standing there, I was like, girl.
And you know, it's got to be awkward at first.
It
like
was.
The first like 5 minutes that you're doing it, we were all like, ha, 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 ha. And then by the end of the 10 minutes, we were all like, wide open. Yeah.
I got a thing for the wild ones. I mean, it's truly, and it's been, like I said, stuck in our heads for how many months now? So great marketing technique, Jesse. A+. I was super intrigued by that idea.
Yeah, because we've been waiting for the single.
Exactly. Maybe it wasn't a marketing technique. Maybe she doesn't even realize it.
Maybe she was just doing it for fun.
Maybe.
But we recommend that artists do this.
But I am baffled about how actually this worked. Like, just really, really unique way to involve your fan base, to involve people who don't know you.
Yes.
To get that pre...
And to get people hyped for it.
Pre-save that, you know, like she did the work on that. And honestly, looking back, I'm so happy we were like there to witness that in a way. Because we're going to talk about on the shit list in a little bit about marketing. And PR and all this stuff. And so this tied in perfectly with our conversation.
Yeah.
But we wanted to just shout out Jesse Murph because holy shit.
I so will cool. say something special about her is she has an earworm voice. Honestly.
She does.
Like, I don't know what it is about her voice, but I get her song stuck in my head on repeat.
I mean, Sean... Your fiance understands.
You know, I saw TikTok.
Yeah.
This is a sidebar, but I saw a TikTok that an earworm, people get those if they have OCD, not ADHD.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't have OCD.
I don't either.
I mean, I think earworms are general.
Are universal.
Thing. Yeah, they're universal. I feel like everyone gets earworms.
I always just think of like the Inside Out where they like pull a little orb.
Oh, yeah.
And they put it in. It's like the Juicy Fruit gum.
Oh, my commercial. God.
We have like, that's in my brain all the time.
We have so many orbs in our brain all the time.
So many core memories.
So many core memories.
Yeah.
Again, Jesse Murph, go listen to Wild Ones. If we already know the entire song by accident.
She taught us.
She taught us.
In person.
In person. And it was a magical experience. But again, great marketing technique. A plus.
We love it.
We do. So now,
marketing,
we're going to get into the shit list. We're so excited. I have feelings.
Oh, man. I'm so amped to get into this one.
About what we're going to talk about.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be brutal for some people, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun and educational, I promise.
Yay.
We are here with the shit list part two. Flames burn it all. We had this originally in our first episode.
Yes.
But there's so much information. Ashley did an incredible job of presenting the entirety of Deezer streaming. And UMG and streaming. But this is kind of plays into it. We have been seeing a lot of issues within the PR and marketing place for music. I don't know where my brain just went. The music and marketing for artists is getting a little...
It's changing up.
It's changing. And we're missing the plot at this point.
Yeah.
So, of course, Ashley and I would love to chit-chat about it.
Yeah, as we have had experience now
in
PR for artists, mm-hmm. we also have experience in receiving submissions. So we get hit up by PR teams... By labels.
Yes.
So
all the down.
We kind of have both sides of the coin.
We do. Yeah, we do. And I want to preface this saying we have empathy for both sides.
Yes.
100%. This is a problem that Ashley and I really love having discussions about with multiple people. So
yes.
Again, if you want to have a discussion with that, if you're an artist, especially in that kind of doing the PR world right now on your own, we know it's a slog.
Yeah.
So come hit us up in our Discord, have the conversation with us. If you have any questions, we are not gatekeepers by any means.
No, we love to talk to people about this.
We do.
Because everyone has a different experience.
100%.
And the marketing in music has changed so drastically because you aren't reading magazines anymore.
Nope.
You really are getting it from social media.
Content creators.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So it's definitely something that I think people need to start talking about. Yep. And it has to go with, again, I don't know if you have it on your slide, but we know.
What?
No one's getting paid.
Boop. Guys, that was smooth. No one is getting paid again in PR
again.
And marketing.
We're back.
So let's talk about it. We have this current payola scheme that it feels icky. We all know about payola in the industry. Mm-hmm. It's been an issue.
Yes.
But we have this thing called pay for play. And what is happening is people aren't taking submissions like they used to as a music blog.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they go on websites like SubmitHub, Groover, or Muso Soup, which is essentially you paying to promote your song to specific bloggers, content creators.
Yeah, there's hundreds of blogs on these websites that you can submit to.
Hundreds. So you pay $2, quote unquote, to have someone listen to your song.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person either denies it or puts it on a playlist, which is usually what happens.
Yeah, it's mostly playlisting. And then you get an extra fee for any kind of interview, content post on their Instagram, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're having this issue where now artists who have already had no budget.
Yeah.
Who have already just been like, you know, dragged through the mud mm-hmm. to even get the song probably recorded at this point, having to pay people to listen to the music, which, you know, we are on Groover. I'm not even gonna lie, we're on Groover. We mm-hmm. get pitched to constantly. But there's this thing that no one really knows what to do in this industry anymore. PR and marketing people are. We're struggling.
Baffled.
We're baffled, behooved. We're just confused about what do we do. Because on one hand, Ashley and I feel so guilty about having artists charge.
I mean, to be completely non-gatekeeping,
yeah.
we have not charged for For 3 years.
For 3 years.
Doing girl music. Exactly. We never charged an artist, a PR company, a label to market any music. Yeah. Everything on our page has been completely free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Recently, because our business is growing.
Yes.
And we're like, how are we going to make money spending hours creating content for musicians? Correct. We're like, we are going to have to start charging. Like, we actually have a following now.
Mm-hmm.
People do take our advice of what music we promote.
Exactly.
So we kind of are influencers, content creators,
yeah,
marketers.
Yeah.
We're trying to stay like a marketing company.
Yeah. It's so dicey. Like, the verbiage is very important.
And it's because there's such a negative stigma on content creators currently in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because music blog, Tumblr days, Kelsey knows all about that. She was the first Tumblr girly.
Thank you. I think that is a compliment. Girl music on Tumblr, I think it was called Indietastic then.
Oh my God, Indietastic.
Was banging. I had followers,
yeah,
baby.
No, you were writing reviews.
I was doing the damn
Bright
thing.
Eyes. I remember you had a review on that album.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Bright Love that.
But it is something that Ashley and I have spent so long discussing, because it is something that is a little off-putting for us to now charge. But
I was going to say, well, I guess you can start first. I don't know what your thought was, but I was going to say, since we started doing PR for artists, it kind of opened our eyes to see that, oh, people that are smaller than us, that mm-hmm. are blogs, mm-hmm. that are music marketing companies,
mm-hmm.
they charge.
Yes. And they charge, I mean, we know TikTokers who charge
for 15 seconds
an astronomical amount to even have their name mentioned in a TikTok because they have such a following.
Yep.
And, you know, we've seen the influencer trend on the lifestyle end, and now we need it to trickle down to music and entertainment, because Ashley and I do spend a lot of time creating content. We spend a lot of time thinking about what the best way to promote an artist is at this point.
Yep.
So pay for play is kind of like, that side of it is very icky, because it's like playlisting takes 2 seconds.
And we don't charge for playlisting.
Never. We hate it.
No, we're not. But I mean,
for Groover. But that in and of itself is its own world, right?
Yes.
Like, we have to kind of do that.
Yeah.
For us, any submissions you want to submit in our inbox,
we
will
don't
listen.
Yeah, we playlist and listen.
Yeah. And
Full free.
And it does take a lot of our time. Like, we are an actual full-fledged business at this point.
Yeah.
So where does traditional marketing go? It's dead. Bye-bye. Adios. Like, we're done with it, right? And
yes.
I think, you know, when we think of traditional advertising, we think, like you were saying, magazine edits. Like, remember Rolling Stone? There would be half a page for an album.
Yeah.
But no one's reading Rolling Stone in paper, right? They're reading it online.
You have to pay, like, a subscription fee for every month.
Yeah, you have a paywall.
What was that pop punk mag?
Enemy. But yeah, I mean, everything like that used to be, they could take out full pages or half pages of and promote their album, and that would actually get people to listen to it. Nowadays, that doesn't exist, because everything is online. We don't have, you know, I guess we have billboards, but that's dead.
Only on the way to Coachella.
Only on
are
the way.
Relevant.
Yeah, no, truly, truly, truly. And I think what we are seeing is that the marketing and PR side of music is not caught up to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's just confused. Everyone doesn't know what to do. And we understand. We get a lot of feedback of like, well, our artist has no budget. We totally understand that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, we also have a business to run. We are trying to do, we need to make money in order to keep being able to promote smaller artists.
Yeah. And I'm curious to know, like, how important the marketing of music blogs is in relation to everything else.
100%.
Or like music marketing companies and stuff like that. Like, content creation is the biggest thing for marketing right now.
Biggest thing.
Biggest.
Yeah.
So where is your marketing budget going?
Yeah.
To like labels and PR companies.
Exactly.
And are you doing like Facebook ads? Is that where it's going? Like Instagram ads?
Yes. I think so. I think what they're doing is that Instagram ad. Yeah. The ad in that regard. But I think what they're mostly doing now is reaching out to other bloggers. They're doing kind of, you know, people like us who are doing relatively the same thing. But what they're finding is, and I know this because I've done PR for our artists, it's what you get is people honestly just copy and pasting your own press release for that artist, smacking it up on a blog post and charging you $50. And it's like, ooh, that's I mean, can I get credit for that? Because I wrote that press release.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, on one hand, we understand the roughness of like having to pay content creators. But on the other hand, you need to start paying content creators because it takes time for us to listen to your music, have a thought about the music, and make sure that we have enough information to be able to actually post something about you. I can't tell you how many times I just get so upset when I get PR for an artist of ours, and it's not even a review. It's literally, like I said, just a copy and pasted press release. That doesn't help the artist. Guys, artists, this does not help you.
Yeah, no, it does
not. At all. I know it might help your SEO a little bit, but that's not the kind of content you want. The kind of content you want is someone actually speaking about your music.
Yeah.
Is actually having their own thoughts, their own opinions. That is how I get influenced from a music creator.
Yes.
And I think that's where we're kind of missing the point, right? And we need to move out of this traditional marketing sense. We need to be building street teams. We need to be building storytelling kind of labs in a way. You see these songwriting camps happen now. It's like we all kind of need to come together.
Yeah, it's a lot more networking.
It's a lot more networking. It's about who
collaborating.
You know. Yeah, and making sure that your name is getting out there as much as possible. Because otherwise, you're going to fall flat. You're not going to have a successful release because there's a billion other songs that came out that week.
Too many.
Much too much. So while PR is dying, I joke about this, it's not dying. It just needs to change. Yeah. It just needs to change. It needs to catch up to where the lifestyle kind of brands are and now needs to trickle down to the music industry because content creators are their future. And it's hard. We get it. We understand the plot. It's painful.
Well, I mean, going back to no one's getting paid.
Yeah.
If the artist isn't making a lot of money, they're an independent artist. Their streams aren't doing it.
Yes.
But it's like marketing is the biggest way you're going to get more streams and stuff. So I guess I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear this in our Discord chat.
Same.
From musicians, from PR companies. Where's the funds that you're receiving from that? I just think when you're starting out, you just aren't. The money is not getting to those artists.
You know, I do have a lot of artists ask us sometimes, is like, where should I be putting my money?
Yeah.
And, you know, I say you should be putting into marketing. 100% you should be putting in marketing. But the marketing is different.
Yeah.
And so I think PR companies, they're scrambling. They're not getting the success that they used to get with marketing. And so they're just stuck doing the same thing, not knowing where to go.
And I will say too, as a recommendation to artists, instead of phrasing it like, hey, can you write a review about my song? Maybe phrase it in a collaborative way.
Yes.
With a blog or a marketing company and be like, hey, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Because sometimes it doesn't have to be, I'll pay for this content.
Yes.
We would love it if artists would. We did so much free shit for years.
For years.
And we would do live interviews with artists. We would take the time to do our Meet Your Next Favorite Artist, which I'm sure if you're watching this, you know what that is.
Exactly.
People don't share it.
Yeah.
People don't repost it.
Yeah.
It's like, so we're doing all this work for people and then no one is sharing anything that we do. So from our standpoint, it got to a point where what are we
doing?
Because there's so many songs every week.
Exactly.
If you're asked, it's just very.
Yeah. It's another unsolvable problem at this point. It ties
But collaborating is.
Yes, but it really ties in with our first episode of burn it down, right? And I'm jokingly say this every day at this point.
Yeah.
But truly, the music industry has got to change because not only are we seeing it on the streaming side, we're now seeing it trickle into the marketing side. And what we're seeing now is labels are spooked.
Oh, yeah.
They are holding onto their bridges.
Yeah, labels are expecting you to do all your marketing on your own. That's what independent artists have to do now.
Yep.
Go viral on TikTok and then we'll sign you, which don't sign, y'all.
Because
that doesn't
sign.
You're already getting people listening to your music.
Exactly, exactly.
It's such a weird strategy.
It is.
I think people are waking up to that, though.
I'm crossing my fingers.
And if labels are just saying to you, yeah, just go viral and then it'll be fine. Unrealistic and don't feel bad.
Away.
And don't feel put so much pressure on yourself because it's not that easy. And I hate when people say that.
Me too. And again, marketing dead. Fix it. Dead, done, dead as a doornail. So again, if you want to have a conversation with us about this, we're so open to having the pros and cons of each person. Mm-hmm. We understand, again, money is not happening in the music industry. We understand. But we need to figure out a way to collaboratively make it make sense.
Yeah.
So if you have a thought, join us in our Discord. We'll put a little question up mm-hmm. when this releases of what do we do about marketing in this day and age? You can ask us questions. You can hang out and yell at us about our thoughts and processes.
Yeah, I'd love to hear people that have like, well, you shouldn't charge because I want to know that.
We want to know. We're open to the conversation.
Yeah.
Don't think that we're going to yell at you or hate you forever. We are really, really curious about the music industry at this point. So it really is something that we would love to hear from you about.
Yep.
So that is the shit list for this week.
Ooh, that was fun.
Burn it down.
Burn it all down.
And I could literally have a 2-hour-long conversation about marketing.
Oh, we do that. We talk about this every week.
Because
it's really something on the forefront of our minds.
Truly.
We're just trying to figure out the best way to go about, because we do hate charging.
We do.
We hate it, but.
But we got to do it. It's a necessary evil at this point for us to
keep going as girl music.
Exactly. Exactly.
Unless you share this podcast with your friends and then we blow up by that way.
And then we get sponsorships and then whatever. And y'all send us music. Yeah. We're like, come on in. The party's fine. Yeah. We're okay now. But again, if this is a conversation you'd like to keep continuing on, join us in our Discord. And we are going to move on to our music discovery, one of our favorite things to do. We've got good picks today.
Ooh,
and
I'm amped.
Can't wait for us to chat about it. So let's get into it, shall we?
Let's go. And we are back with our music discovery segment.
Our favorite segment, I think.
I'm amped.
Me too.
I've got some choices. I've got some picks.
You do?
Yeah.
You made a strong... You were like, I know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Like, you go, girl.
I knew it.
I know.
Right off the bat.
You did.
I was like, wow. So this is from September.
Okay.
My first one is a single, and it is by Will Winton, and the title of the single is Leave in the Morning. So
yeah.
To no one's surprise, Will Swinton is from New Zealand.
But of course.
With almost 300,000 followers on TikTok for his comedy skits and over 250,000 monthly listeners, he's going nowhere but up, honestly. Like, his comedy skits are pretty fun.
I've got to
check him out on TikTok.
It. Yeah.
It's just his name. He released his first song in July of 2022 and has since then released 4 songs, with the most recent being Leave in the Morning. So I never heard of Will until this single was released. But once I heard it, the melody, his voice, I was like, wait, who the hell is this guy? And we all know that feeling.
We do.
When you hear a song and you're like, hold up, I got to check this out. If you're looking for chill, dreamy, alt-pop music with devastating lyrics,
oh no,
Will's music is for you, which is so impressive. I have these youngsters with the most emotion I've ever heard.
I know.
He's like 22.
They're in therapy.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
For example, Leave in the Morning is so sad. It's about him falling in love with someone and that person falling out of love with them.
Oh.
So, like, the lyrics are really like, you don't gotta leave in the morning. So many tears.
The ugly tear just...
The lyrics are so good. So Will is definitely one to watch out for, and I'm so excited to see what he's got coming out next.
I can't wait either. Have you heard any rumblings, or do we know what he's up to?
No, but I think you can find it all out on his TikTok, because he's pretty active.
I mean, clearly.
He's pretty active on there. And his skits are pretty funny.
Okay.
But yeah, God, I can't get over New Zealand. It's so funny. We love it over there.
We do.
My next choice is an album by Say Shishi. It's titled Silver.
Yes.
So if you listened to the podcast before, you know we are huge fans of Say Shishi.
Large.
Came out of nowhere last year with their album, their debut album, Prism. And we were just so obsessed. Did it make your top albums list?
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000,000,000% yes.
It's amazing. I do want to confess to y'all that this album is long.
How long, though?
It's over an hour. I know you hate that.
I don't have that time.
I know you hate that, but it's really worth it.
Okay.
From start to finish. You know, you can put it on like while you're while your dad's cooking.
I was going to say, you know I'm not cooking. You know I'm not cooking.
You can put it on when he makes some jambalaya.
Yum.
It was, your dad makes great jambalaya.
Yeah, we now know this.
It's a retro, the retro pop NYC group led by Paya Malik, Sabrina Cunningham, and Naya Gazelle. They changed up their sound a bit this album to give a less produced, modernized, dreamy soul sound, and instead recorded this album live to tap using traditional analog techniques, creating a more retro funk sound.
Recorded live.
Yeah. So their 7-piece band literally got down in the studio recording this album live.
Holy smokes.
Which really made it a lot funkier. There's more of a psychedelic sound to it. And honestly, that's why I love it so much more.
Yeah.
Like your Goddess playlist that we have on our Spotify. Go check it out. And then my Funk It Up playlist. It's very much like their first album is more Goddess.
Yeah.
And then this album is more Funk It Up.
That's so cool, though, because it's the perfect worlds for both of us.
Totally. There are so many bangers on this album. From the first track, Reeling, which just starts you off feeling so groovy, like right off the bat.
Oof.
You're just feeling it. And then there's a mid-track that's called Se Sipon, a catchy hell as hell bop. Like,
ooh.
It's so good.
Oof.
It has a fun, like, little bop, like Se Sipon, Se Shishi. Which is just much fun.
It's already stuck in my
head. I really think that it has to do like a call to and just a shout out to Nile Rodgers for like his Stay Chic song.
Stay Chic. Freak out.
We love that.
Yeah.
The song just plays on a repeat in my brain. And I know it will for you too. So I'm so excited for you to check the album out.
Like I need another earworm in my brain.
I know. You know, it might just take away the other one.
Oh, God, I wish that was true.
Yeah, they just like randomly come back.
They add on.
Towards the end of the album, you've got another banger called Norma, which is a protest anthem released in the wake of Roe versus Wade being overturned. It just is like such an incredible wrap up finish to the album.
Yeah.
They just wrapped up a few headline dates in the U.S. and they are doing a U.K. tour next year. So excited for what's next to them. I feel like maybe some awards, but they are like blowing up so fast.
Thank God. They deserve it.
So talented. I'm just obsessed.
Are they coming anywhere near us?
They are. But they already came.
The devastation in my soul right now.
I wasn't even going to tell you.
I am keeping it together. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did we miss that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Disappointed in myself, honestly.
Right?
God damn it.
Yeah, so those are my picks.
I love them. Say Shishi, we have been obsessed with
obsessed.
For so long. So I can't check out.
Obsessed.
Wait to check out Will Swinton.
And do we have clips to show everybody?
I mean, don't we always?
Yeah, let's show them.
Let's show them. Bring your shadow into the light. So excited to tell you my picks this week. And it's kind of funny because I feel like Say Shishi, I kind of brought to you and you brought Lola Young to me.
Yes.
So I'm actually going to start opposite just to throw everyone off.
What?
I know. Because this is actually a single. So I wanted to talk about it first.
Yeah.
Lola Young and her new song Conceited. Oh boy, is it a doozy. I am obsessed. I'm obsessed with the rise of, you know, the younger generation singer-songwriter. We've got Gracie Abrams. We've got Lizzie McAplin. We've got, you know, all those girly pops kind of rising. Lola Young is a different breed of cool.
I told you.
She is so cool, it hurts my inner soul.
So can I interject for a second?
100%.
She was on my top albums.
She was.
For a half year so far.
I know. And I now need to go back and re-listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a song not on her album. It's post-album release. So clearly, Lola is crushing the music scene. It's almost like Remy Wolf. It's got that sass behind it. You know what I mean? Like I said, her newest song is a post-album release. Her album was titled My Mind Wanders and Sometimes Leaves Me Completely,
mm-hmm.
which is, by the way, the funniest title
it's
I've
great.
Ever seen. But Conceited is like this darker, more poignant sound that really allows Lola's voice to shine because she's got that guttural mm-hmm. kind of, I love an alto. as an alto myself, I love when a girl sounds like me. So she just allows those like deep tones to really seep through this song, which is all about a narcissist, of course, a narcissistic relationship. We love songs about shitty men. But she has this really witty way of writing her lyrics, much like Remy Wolf. They're kind of fun. They play off of each other. And she's got this fuck off attitude, which mm-hmm. I wish I could encapsulate more so, because I feel like she just doesn't care about what other people think about her. She's able to be her own artist. It just is refreshing to see, you ready for how old she is?
Yeah, I already know.
22. Mm-hmm. I cannot with the young little babies.
Yeah.
From the UK, stronger.
Of course.
Of course. She's already released two albums since 2019. She continues to climb the charts. She's currently on tour in Europe. And she's bringing the sass. She's bringing the sass everywhere to us. And I can't get enough of it. I'm so thankful for you for introducing Lola to me. I love this song. Y'all, if you're feeling sassy, if you're feeling like men suck, if you're feeling, you know, I don't know, ready to rage at the world, this is the song for you. And of course, I'd be remiss, because we have another amazing female artist that I can't wait to talk about. We have E.G. and her album, She Wrecks. And if you want to, there on our website is an incredible little interview that I did with EG over the tippy type. But she is so cool too. I really just wanted, I apparently wasn't feeling cool this week when I chose my,
Badass ladies.
I needed some badass ladies. EG is your badass lady. EG is a New York based Danish artist who has had a wild couple of months in the industry. She's open for Arlo Parks.
Crazy.
Which is insane. She performed at Lollapalooza. So sick. And she's released her sophomore album, She Wrecks. And I loved it because her real name is Emma. I talked to her about all the imagery that she has in her album. She uses things like dinosaurs, ghosts, space, aliens, just weird quirky shit like that, which I love. Yeah. It reminds me of my old Tumblr days. Rar. Millennials understand. She's got this quirky imagery that just I had to ask her about it. I was like, what is with it? This is the quote, and I'm gonna quote it verbatim because it's so funny to me. She stated, I like to use strong images or a sense of humor to nuance a feeling. I think there's something really interesting and powerful in self-irony, like feeling inadequate, quote, like a Pokemon that never leveled up, or acknowledging that you're a highly romantic being in a fast-moving world. I'm sad like a She-Rex in love, watch the comet come, where love might go extinct because sometimes it feels like you're going crazy when you want to settle down and everyone is serial dating. So she really brings a lot of, like, quirky metaphors mm-hmm. to really talk about some heavier topics, especially serial dating. I feel so bad for anyone dating out there. It seems brutal.
Yeah.
But I really love her because she also has this like unique sound. She sounds like a singer-songwriter. She sounds a little jazzier, but her music is so weird in the best ways possible. She's got a little of that singer-songwriter sound, but then it kind of amps up. She's got a few pop bops. She's got a few multi-genre woman, if you will.
Oh,
we love a multi-genre. And really, it just encapsulates, the whole album encapsulates the plight of a woman in her early 20s, which we know well. So I really, really love this album. I gave it a 5 out of 5. That's how much I loved it. So you'll see it on my end of the year play or end of the year list, I'm sure. Again, if you want to learn more about EG, I highly suggest going to our website. Check out the interview and review I did of her album. She is an angel baby. We love angel babies. So She Wrecks by EG is my second pick. And yay. Have you listened to it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
It's on my list.
You're going to love it. You're going to be obsessed. She's so cute. She's just so cute.
Yay.
So, yeah, that's Music Discovery with Ashley and Kelsey.
Yes.
We did it.
Crushed it.
I know.
Yeah, we got clips of these, too.
We do have clips of these. Let's do it. You crawl into my bed. watching us today. We love doing this for you guys. Again, we want to have a conversation in our Discord, so be sure to hop in that. You can find the link in our show notes or on our Instagram page. You can hop in, chat with the girly pops about music, about the music industry, anything you want. We're here for you. And you can find our playlist where we talk about all the music that we've talked about in this episode and previous episodes on Spotify now. It's called Bops and Bangers Season 4. Easy to find. Girl Music is our Spotify account. Go listen to it so you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, you gotta hear the music.
You gotta hear the jams.
Also, make sure to check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, share a video with a friend. We are also video on Spotify, so you can watch these episodes there. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, share it, like it.
Yeah.
Comment on it.
Yeah. Talk about our weird faces we make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are so expressive.
Apparently. We also Italiano hand all the time.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Go subscribe to our newsletter. You get all the updates. Our website is girlmusic.com. Check us out. And thank you guys so much for listening.
You're the best. We love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.